How's it feel this week heading in as you look at Arizona's defense, what they present?
It feels good. Obviously, it's a good defense. They're ranked high, and, you know, this is a team that can score points quickly. So we got to be on our A game this week.
Do you feel, I mean, obviously everybody knows about the drop, but do you feel like this team is in a good place in terms of what you're doing and what you're executing, all those things that you want to do to win?
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, you know, we're not fine. We've lost four in a row, but, you know, we're going to be fine. You know, I think a lot of people are down right now, and that's fine. But as long as everybody in this locker room believes, we're going to be okay. You know, we just got to execute more. You get the ball twice in the fourth quarter to win the game, you got to put the ball in the end zone, bottom line. And, you know, that's why I think a lot of people are saying, well, they played tough, they played good. That's great, and that's grand, but you got to get the win. And, you know, we're close right now, and we're gonna get one soon.
Alex, did you talk to the coaches about playing on tackle on the left side?
Yeah, we spoke about it. You know, we'll see what happens.
How are you feeling? How was last game with the new helmet?
It was great. I feel great. Remember everybody, everything, so we're all good.
Why do you think you can help play one tackle?
I've played it before. You know, I just feel like it'd be an easier move for me than TJ, but at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches. You know, they're going to put the best five out there, and I trust in them to do that, and we'll see how that goes.
What was it like to get the news yesterday that Blair was
released? You know, I'm sad for the guy, but at the end of the day, I understand this is a business, and you have one job to do, and you got to do it, and that's the bottom line when it comes to a kicker. And you know, sometimes they're scrutinized when they shouldn't be, and, you know, there's pressure situations, but at the end of the day, you got to make those kicks.
There's a lot of talk about continuity on the offensive line. You've been around a long time. The teams that do best have the same five guys.
Yeah.
With changes every week, have you guys ever been able to really get that continuity between you?
No, I think this is the 10th offensive line change in 11 weeks, maybe 11th. But, you know, it's one of those things where we can't make excuses. You know, we can't sit there and say, well, this guy's new to me and this guy's new to me and I don't know how he's going to play it. That just doesn't jive in this league anymore. So it's going to be on us as an offensive line to kind of pick things up quick this week. Obviously, we'll see how we're going to be situated, but we shouldn't have any problems going forward. We know everyone that's going to be out there. We just got to figure out where they're going to be.
Is there much different with Pat as the offensive coordinator versus Norv, not you having for a while?
No. I mean, I think it's the same thing. Go out and play and have fun and compete, score points. I mean, it's the same thing every week, and you can call a zone whatever you want to call it. You can call power whatever you want to call it, but it's at the end of the day, you got to make it work, and it's on us as an offense to do that.
How do you size up Chandler Jones?
Tall, long, strong, good with his hands. He's quick. I think he's one of those guys that you kind of sleep on him when you think he's not very strong, but then he hits you with the ball and you kind of get taken back a little bit. So, you know, a guy that you definitely want to respect when you're out there. Good.
Thanks, man. Thanks.